United Nations peacekeepers have withdrawn from Haiti after more than a decade of patrols. They arrived in Haiti to restore peace in the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation, and they now leave a mixed, sometimes deadly, legacy. In the first of two reports, NPR's Carrie Kahn looks at the 13 years the soldiers have spent in Haiti.
Danielle Tilius remembers the summer of 2004 for two distinct reasons. He got married, and UN peacekeepers, some 7,000 strong, came to Haiti. Tilius says they focused much of their immediate force on the sprawling seaside slum where he grew up in the Haitian capital, known as Cité Soleil.
They were mostly in their tanks. It was quite scary. It was like living in a war zone.
Months earlier, the democratically elected president Jean-Bertrand Aristide had been deposed in a coup. Political violence spilled out into the streets. Crime, especially kidnappings, were on the rise. Tilius says on July 6, 2005, UN troops rolled into Cité Soleil. Helicopters circled above in search of an infamous gang leader. Tilius remembers hearing the prolonged gunfire. Despite UN denials, Tilius says civilians bore the brunt of the offensive. Residents still refer to that day as the massacre and can't forgive or forget.
It was to me like enough. Enough is enough.
Tilius started a community garden and after-school center for hundreds of Cité Soleil youth, he says as a peaceful alternative to the UN's heavy police tactics. While Tilius has been a longtime critic, the UN has its supporters. They point to its humanitarian help during the devastating 2010 earthquake and overseeing democratic elections. Newly installed President Jovenel Moïse says he and his two presidential successors can attest to that. They've brought us political stability, he says. But when talking about the UN's legacy in Haiti, Moïse says it is stained by cholera.
Jusqu'à présent, justice pour monde qui était frappé par choléra.
We are still waiting for justice for all our people hit by cholera. More than 9,000 Haitians died from the disease. 800,000 were affected after UN troops introduced it here in 2010, like 32-year-old Gina Womansil. She lost all muscle control on the left side of her body after contracting cholera. She was also pregnant at the time. The baby survived, but now lives with her sister. Womansil, who lives right next door to a busy school, says, I wish I could hold my child, but I can't stand, and I just cry. Womansil is not alone. Down the street in a rundown room over a car part shop in Cité Soleil, a group of 16 victims sit in a circle, some on a few chairs, the rest on the floor. Everyone here is a cholera victim?
Tout le monde qui est là, c'est victime choléra que nous.
Oui.
Everybody. Together with international advocates, these cholera victims have been pushing the world body for compensation. The response has been painfully slow. It took 6 years for the UN to formally apologize for introducing the disease to Haiti. Compensation seems even further off. Neither has helped the UN's reputation. Maristas de Gao still has crippling pain in her legs, but says the stigma from cholera is worse. No one will hire you once you've had cholera. They think you'll infect them, she says. She begs in front of her neighborhood church. The UN's newly arrived deputy special representative in Haiti, Mamadou Diallo, says compensation is coming. It may not be the individual reparations that victims want, but instead the UN will build better water and sanitation systems for whole communities.
It is not as flashy as one would say about compensation, but we are of the humble view that's the best approach that will benefit the most and the larger group of Haitians.
But even that compensation plan is in jeopardy. Of the $400 million the UN hopes to raise, a fraction has been collected. UN Representative Diallo says the world body is not abandoning Haiti, even though troops have left. He says a smaller, several hundred strong unit of police officers will remain. Their mission? To strengthen Haiti's police and judicial institutions. Later today, on All Things Considered, we'll hear whether the police is up to the challenge of protecting Haiti without UN troops. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.